Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm Vic.
And I'm Obs.
And we have
so much to say.
About what though?
Life, meaning, purpose, trying to figure out all of the super complicated stuff about what it means to be alive.
That's deep.
I know. But I feel like it will be easier because we're doing it together.
True.
Each week, we're reading one chapter of Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, and then recapping what we learned right here on this podcast.
So it's kind of like a book club.
Kind of.
This is going to be so much fun. We love this book and hope you do too. Get ready to awaken to your life's purpose with us.
Let's get started because we have
so much to say. All right. Welcome to So Much to Say. Third time's a charm.
Third time is a charm.
Not me saying that this podcast would be just such a great, like, fluid way for me to, like, work on my not being a perfectionist and just doing something to do it. And I've made us re-record the opening episode thrice.
It deserves a thrice, though.
Yeah.
Are you going to give them the backstory?
We need to give
how
them
how we got to episode three of intro one.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. We recorded three episodes, and each of them, I just said, Aubrey, not good enough. And I had to wipe it and read. No, I'm kidding. I'm fully kidding.
I was not performing to my highest ability for Vic's Go With The Flow podcast.
No.
So we had to re-record.
I'm totally kidding. That is not what happened, everyone. Basically, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you've listened to Real Pod because I'm guessing that's going to be our main listenership.
That has to be. There's going to be 1/16 of the Real Pod listeners end up here.
Yeah.
So thank you. You guys are real ones.
That's it. And our moms. We were very inspired by the episode with Jeffrey Sod. He's my mom's best friend. And he talked about how he read this book called The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama that, like, changed his life. And Aubrey and I had a similar experience of reading a book together that changed our life. And the book was A New Earth by Eckhart. Is it Tolle or Tolle? We should know this.
It's Tolle. Eckhart Tolle.
Okay. I've been saying it wrong. Eckhart Tolle. And the funny thing is, though, Aubrey, also feel free to jump in. Another thing I have to work on is not hogging the show because I'm co-hosting.
I'm going to let you just storytell here because that's not really my strong suit. So you take it away.
Okay. As long as it's consensual. So we had read a book that changed our life. It was A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, as I was just saying. However, the kind of funny thing is that we actually only read three chapters. So this was in 2020 during the pandemic. I forget how we came across the book, but we were like, let's do this. We read a chapter and then we would talk on the phone and we would, like, kind of break it down. And then we read the second chapter and we did that. And then by the third chapter, this book is so dense that we felt like we read the whole thing.
We went around our lives being like, we read this entire book, dissected every chapter, and it changed our lives. And it was only upon re-recording that we realized we read about 70 pages and claimed it as our own.
I straight up have been on, like, multiple Real Pod episodes. Like, I read this book because I felt like I did. Like, I honestly was so delusional. I did not realize how little we actually read of the book.
No. Oh, no. I felt so changed by the three chapters we did read.
Exactly.
I felt like I could have gone on Oprah and talked about it.
Literally. So we finished the three chapters and we never touched the book again, but have continued talking about it. And so, anyways, I promise I'm getting somewhere with this story for those of you who haven't tuned out yet. And this is why it's called So Much to Say. We have so much to say. That's why we keep yapping. So we decide we should do what we did with A New Earth and read The Art of Happiness. But this time I was like, what if, Aubrey, we recorded our little book discussions, because I feel like there are other people out there, especially women, like girls our age, who want to do the inner work, the self-growth work, and they don't like have a buddy. And it's kind of fun to talk about these things with your friends. Nothing beats talking to your best friend about these revelations or eye-opening things you've learned in your life and then seeing them play out in your everyday relationships. And so Aubrey and I decided we would start a podcast and we would break down these chapters of the book. I feel like I should throw you the torch right now to keep going with the story.
Just think of this as a 20-something-year-old book club for dummies. Yeah. Like, I think I mentioned in what, this is us coming back from the future. I'm like, our English teacher would be cackling if they knew that Aubrey and Victoria started a book club when we smart-notes every freaking book we read.
Truly. I was thinking you were going to come from that with a critical literary angle, because I was just editing an episode where I used the term awoke instead of the obvious awakened.
I actually just got a 4 years ago memory today when you interviewed Janine Roth. The caption was, not Vic saying amint I in a podcast.
I feel like amint is a word. It's am not amint.
And I respect your opinion. It's just wrong. So,
so anyways, we're going to do our best. But so I'm going to keep going with this long story because it's kind of important. As Aubrey said, we're coming to you from the future. Why the future? Because we've recorded this episode 3 times. We're already 4 chapters into the book and we have 4 juicy episodes recorded for you that we hope you're going to love. However, we started this podcast by choosing the book, The Art of Happiness. And then upon diving into 2 chapters of The Art of Happiness and recording 2 full episodes, mid-episode, we looked at each other and we're like, this just isn't doing it for me.
This is just not it. It's just, it's not Eckhart.
We were trying so much. We were trying so hard to like make that book be what this book was for us, and it wasn't. And so then Aubrey and I
And like for the first episode, we were like really playing along, like grasping for straws with each other. Like we were trying to do something there.
But neither
we like,
of us
this,
wanted to
suck.
Yeah, but neither of us wanted to say anything because we had.
Are you bored? I'm bored. Literally. They're bored.
But I will say, like, I think with books, everyone reads a book at a certain time in their life where it really helps them. And like, while that book has some amazing teachings, it's not what I needed to read like right now. And I think we were both craving revisiting this book. And so while Aubrey and I were recording these episodes of The Art of Happiness, so much to say, I started reviewing A New Earth. And when I pulled it out of my bedside drawer, I looked at the dog ear and I was like, I don't remember it being so close to the front cover.
Did I read
it? I'm like, I don't remember it being just after the 3rd chapter, like I read the book. So long story short, we decided to just trash everything we'd recorded and start our podcast again, so much to say, but for a new earth. So that's why we're here. Now you're probably doing the math and you're thinking, well, Vic, that's 1 episode that you got rid of. And then now you're here. So why did you say this was the 3rd? Well, it's the 3rd because we recorded an initial opening for this podcast. However, I thought it was a little stiff. I was stiff, I think.
I think it was a little stiff. We weren't fun. We weren't giggly. It was a little deep for an intro episode.
I just think that we were both diving into the material. Well, I don't want to speak for you. What I know is that I think that this book reveals a lot of ugly about yourself. It does. And I think that I work on not caring. It's not even that I want to work on not caring what people think of me. I want to work on the fact that not everyone will like me. And I think that I get nervous that if I reveal like how much I relate to this or how my ego works inside me or the dark thoughts that I have, that I'm going to be judged by people or they're not going to think I'm as nice or bubbly or as all the things that maybe they think that I am now. And so I think it took me like our chapter 3 episode and our chapter 4 episode were amazing. I think we hit a breakthrough and just like, we're going to let this rip. And like, if you're reading this book and you're doing the work with us, we hope you're not judging us, you know?
Yeah. I think as someone who's not a public figure, this is all people are going to have of me besides like maybe my 1 episode with Wood. So they're going to have my love story and then just the ugliest parts of me. So that's just kind of a little vulnerable.
So rich. That is so rich. Oh, that's good.
So really, really excited to get to know you guys.
No, but we're not kidding. Like, if you want to join this book club, I don't even know if it's a book club, but ARP, so much to say, listen along. You know, this is going to bring up a lot for you. And this is a heavy book. So we're excited because we have not made it past chapter 3, and there's 10 chapters, and we know that this is going to be gritty, and it's going to be eye-opening, and it's going to be cathartic in so many ways. So we hope that you know, are feeling drawn to also get this book and read it along with us. So this is kind of your warning episode. You have a week. You have a week to order the book, read a chapter.
You have 1 week. Report is due at the end of the season.
Yeah. And be back for us next week. Class is in session. Wait, not us launching a podcast in August when everyone has school and like actual shit to do, and we're giving them required reading.
We're literally required reading. Jump along.
No, but
oh my God.
I think this is going to be, this is good reading, right? This is the fun reading.
And you know, it doesn't matter because we're just going with the flow. And if you want to read along, come read along.
And you know, yeah, that's true. You don't even have to read. You could just listen in and hear our reflections on the book. And also, we're not making this boring. We're not giving chapter summaries, except for the first episode. We did give a chapter
summary. We had a stick up our ass the first episode. Yeah. We were really diving into the text there.
The first episode, we gave a chapter summary. So that's all you had to know about like where we were functioning. And then by the fourth episode, we're like,
did we talk about the book?
The fourth episode, we're just talking about our problems and then loosely tying it back to the book. But that's the point. So we hope that you are intrigued. But on a serious note, I cannot say enough about this book. Aubrey and I just got back from a trip with some of our friends, and like, we were raving about the things we're learning from this book, how life-changing it is to try to separate yourself from the voice inside of your head, and how that can translate to everything in your life and the way that you show up in the world and make it better. And we wouldn't be making this podcast if we didn't think that this could help people. My hope is that there is at least one person somewhere who gets the book, reads it, joins us each week for the chapters. You're just reading one chapter a week. You're coming to hang with Obs and Vic as we recap it. And you feel like you have just some other people in this with you as you try to do the work.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Okay, do you want to tell them how we came up with our name?
Yes. So Vic came to visit me, and we brainstormed like 100 names. We were talking to the Snapchat AI bot. Like,
I didn't know that existed. Aubrey was best friends with that bot.
Of course, my bot is my best friend. I asked them everything. So we're going to the depths trying to figure out a name. We called Lainey, shout out Lainey, to tell her about the book we were reading, and I stopped Vic and I was like, oh my God, I have so much to say. And she was like, oh, that's it. And I was like, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's how the name came to be.
I know. I love how organic it happened. Truly. Aubrey was just like whispered to me, I have so much to say, like referencing a chapter. And I was like, bam, that's it. Sign sealed. Shout out to Aubrey's boyfriend for making our cover art.
Shout out Wood.
Yay. Now anytime the three of us get dinner, it's a write-off. We're just catching up with our graphic designer. Love that.
What's Max going to contribute to this?
Probably nothing. He barely listens to Real Pod.
Okay. Perfect. We love a supportive husband.
Yeah. Okay. I have a few things listed here that I wanted to just kind of go over in this opener episode. I have one like really exciting thing to get to that you don't know about, but I'm saving that for last.
Can we start with it? Now I'm excited.
No, we're going to get there, but we're almost there.
I already have so much to say.
I know. Okay, the last thing I think I want to say before we get there is that I want to reiterate, the first and second episodes are good. They're good. That's why we're putting them out into the world. But you will hear Aubrey and I loosen up as the episodes go on. And I think what I'm trying to say is please hang in there until episodes 3 and 4.
Hang in there till 4.
Yeah, don't drop off. Like,
four is great.
It's kind of like a show. Like, you gotta get through the first season to really like it.
You gotta get attached to the characters, you know?
Yeah. Like, you can't quit after.
I feel like that Aubrey character has some dark secrets.
Yeah. No.
Stay tuned to find out.
Seriously, you can't give up after episodes 1 and 2 because, like, it really starts to get good around episodes 4 and 5, okay? And there's 10 episodes.
Not us begging the listeners who are still here to stay.
We're begging. begging you, please. Even though this podcast is produced at home and we're making absolutely no money off of it, please listen, because
this is my baby.
Literally. But you know what? This is like a passion project because I can kind of do whatever I want. No one's in charge of us. We're making the episodes, we're recording them, we're editing them, we're doing it on our own schedule, but we're literally just doing it because we think that it will help people. And I love that. And because we want to learn what's in the book. So anyways, that's why we're doing this. It's got very, very good intentions. Okay, now to the fun part that Aubrey doesn't know about.
Okay.
So everyone knows so much about me, but they don't know a whole lot about you.
Oh God.
So before
I'm already red.
No, before we get it, you're the other co-host. Like you, they need to know a little bit about you because they're going to be like, wait, we don't even know the basic.
Yeah.
Like
the hell is this with Vic?
Well, they do, like the VIPs, the OGs know.
The VIPs know.
But I feel like we need to just do a mini kind of like quick interview with you.
Let's freaking do it.
Okay. So how old are you? Where are you from? Where do you live now?
Okay, so anyone who knows Vic knows that Vic and I are both 26. We grew up next door to each other. We went to high school, roommates in college.
High school? You're skipping first through eighth grade.
Sorry. Oh, my God. We went through K through 12 together, and then we're roommates in college. So anywhere Vic goes, I go, except for the first time ever we're doing long distance. I'm in San Francisco. Vic's in L.A., and then once we have kids, we'll settle down somewhere together.
I love that you've made this about us, but it's actually about you.
Something to note about me is I don't like to be the center of attention.
Very true.
Ever. I work in real estate. I moved here right after college. I kind of knew I wanted to be back near my family. My other little brother lives in San Francisco. We all went to USC together, and my littlest brother lives in LA.
Aubrey's the oldest of three.
I'm the oldest of three. Yeah, my mom is like a 45-minute drive from me, and I value family, so I love being nearby. I do family dinners like twice a month, and I see them all the time. So,
and just to give them, you know, some more insight on your personality, what's like your dream weekend?
I would say a year ago, my dream weekend would be get off work on Friday, go get drinks, and then continue getting drinks and being out until Sunday, when I would kind of look back and be like, what happened?
Aubrey and I are polar opposites, everybody.
How did I manage to make 50 plans and execute on them all? Mm. And then now I feel like I'm on a plane every weekend because my boyfriend's in LA, Victoria's in LA, and it's just been a fun year of like traveling. And I don't know, I feel like I've grown up a lot in the last year. Like now my dream weekend, I spent with my old roommate who lives here. We had a sleepover both nights and we got a nice dinner and we're in bed by 10 o'clock. On Saturday and Sunday.
I love that. And that is the language I've been speaking since I was 15.
I've reached a new level of like understanding with you. I'm like, wow, it is really nice.
Somehow we've stayed so close, even though we're like really, really so different. We're like the same, but so different. We're yin yang.
We're like, someone commented this on your video. We're the same in different fonts.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is. Like, but Vic said this weekend, or did you say this on Real Pod? She was like, if you were the opposite of you and yes. I was the opposite of me, we would be each other.
Yes.
Does that even make sense?
I follow it. And a few random fun facts about us, just to make you hate us even more, is that not only did we grow up neighbors on literally 72 and 74 on our street, but we were born 3 days apart. Aubrey's birthday is April 27th. Mine's April 30th. We both have two brothers. Our last names both start with a G-A. So all throughout school, we were next to each other in the yearbook and next to each other in the lines for assembly. We were voted dynamic duo in high school. Somehow we were voted dynamic duo. I thought people like would just not want us to win that one, but they couldn't deny fact. We were the dynamic duo.
Can't deny it.
What else? We were roommates in college.
Wood and Max is a pretty critical point now.
Our mans are both best friends. So they were college roommates. So that's kind of, you know, incestual, but not.
Someone at work today was like asking if I knew anyone in commercial real estate in LA. And I was like, oh, do you know Max Brown? And he was like, oh yeah, is he a friend? I was like, he's more than a friend. He's my best friend's husband and my boyfriend's best friend and my best friend.
I love how you get so possessive over people. That is a thing that you have.
I love it.
That is so funny.
I love my people.
Yeah, you do. You
I'm like, do. How do I explain the depth of this relationship to you right now?
People
even
don't
you don't
get
care?
It. I can't. I like need to go on for hours and hours and hours. That's why I feel like even right now, just like qualifying our best friendship.
I think we just had a unique friendship in the sense that like in sixth grade, I know this sounds dumb, but like school night sleepovers at your house and like your mom, if she was picking up you lunch, would always bring me lunch. Like mm-hmm. I always felt like I was fully a part of the Garrick family.
Still are.
I know. It's just it's just crazy. I always felt like Lainey's second daughter, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Then I think the fact that we didn't have sisters allowed us to be so close because we're like
totally
the sisters that we never had. And then I think one more obvious question people might have for you is how do you feel about like entering the creator world in this podcast? Like, I mean, I know you don't have aspirations to like start posting Instagrams. Like Aubrey is just like jumping on these calls with me at night recording these, and like I don't think you even process how many people could maybe listen to this.
No, I definitely don't. It's so funny. Like you and Natalie are two of my best friends, like, and you guys are in the influencer world, and like I've been to these parties, and you know it's so cool to be around. It's just like I don't think it ever registers to me that like I almost have like 10,000 followers now for living my life because of like association. I think I'm always taken aback that, you know, people are interested and care, you know?
Oh my God, people love you. I will get random DMs that say, I need an Aub and Wood update.
It's so funny because I'm always so like engaged with your fans who message me like when they ask where my dresses are from because I'm like, you know, who am I? Like, of course. Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
I think it's so cool how even with Natalie's roommates, like Katrina and like everyone she posts, like I view myself like any other person. Like when people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, I wanted to say hi, but I was so nervous. I'm like, why? I'm like, you make me feel so cool right now. Like, thanks for saying hi. Like,
I think that speaks to you guys though. Like I've never seen you guys be more than like, sorry, never seen you guys be less than completely yourselves.
I also am thinking about how that happens to you now. Like people will be like, you're Aubrey.
You guys, it's crazy. I'll be like in the airport and someone will just run up to me and be like, hi, I love Victoria, how's Wood? And I'm like, what? Like me?
That's
don't look at me right now. I've had two martinis. My flight's 4 hours delayed.
I love that. I feel like that's going to be more like, I mean, now I'm so excited for people to hear from you more. And this is just so fun. Like this is truly what we're hoping to do is have the conversations that we would have if we were just on the phone with each other, but record them for all of you. We're super excited. And I mean, other than that, this was just our preface, our opening kickoff to what So Much to Say is going to be about. We are definitely doing 10 chapters of A New Earth. We're not sure what the future holds, but we are just in the present moment. We're trying to be in the present moment, happy to read each chapter. We're doing one chapter a week with you. We hope you come back. We hope you listen again. And we're just really excited. So yeah, any last words, my fantastic co-host?
I'm just honored to be here, truly.
Me too. I'm also honored to be here. Well, we'll be back next week with another episode of So Much to Say, and we will have
so much to say.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Aubs and I are so excited to read the next chapter of A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. We'll be back again next Friday with our recap, so you have plenty of time to read if you want to keep up with us. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram at RealPod. So Much to Say is a part of the RealPod family, so you get everything right there. And you can also follow us individually at Victoria Brown and at Aubrey Gavello. Okay, thank you, love you, and we'll see you next week.